USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All U.S. citizens currently in Iraq are being told to leave that nation immediately by the American Embassy in Baghdad after U.S. airstrikes on the Baghdad airport killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and another top Revolutionary Guard official. The U.S. was accusing General Soleimani of approving attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad a few days ago and of plotting new strikes on American interests. Former U.S. military advisor Michael Prejean says,
"We expect violence, we expect rocket attacks, but we expect them to be degraded because the two effective commanders that were doing these things are no longer there."
Over 200 members of Congress have signed an amicus brief in an abortion case before the Supreme Court, urging justices to reconsider or overrule the landmark decision that legalized abortion. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
American CEOs apparently worried about a recession coming this year. The latest poll from the Conference Board finding a decrease in global gross domestic product is the main reason for the growing concern among those top execs. The new year bringing new rules concerning e-cigarettes and vaping. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The FDA says it will ban most flavors like fruity and mint, popular with underage teenagers, but will allow others to remain on the market. In a related story, U-Haul says in 21 states it will stop hiring people who use nicotine products. The company says the new policy, which takes effect February 1st, is aimed at creating one of the healthiest corporate cultures in the U.S. and Canada.
A California-based company says it's developed a marijuana breath analyzer, and it expects to hit the market by the middle of this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
The National Park Service says a Texas man who went missing in the Grand Canyon last month has been found alive. Park rangers say they found 58-year-old Martin O'Connor of LaPorte, Texas, on a difficult trail that leads down to the river from the canyon's south rim. O'Connor had last been seen at a lodge in Grand Canyon Village on December 22nd. He was found yesterday morning and airlifted out of the canyon by a helicopter. He's now undergoing a medical evaluation after being exposed to the park's wintry conditions for a couple of weeks. The home improvement chain Lowe's wants to hire at least 53,000 people by this spring, the chain's biggest season. The company says it will be holding hiring events at all of its U.S. stores. That's over 1,700 locations. Job openings are both full and part-time. They include cashiers, stockers, and merchandising associates. About 50% of its seasonal hires in 2019 ended up becoming permanent workers at Lowe's. And new food labels identifying how many calories are in the food we eat as new FDA rules kicked in on New Year's Day, calling for two columns side by side with calorie information. The first includes nutritional facts in the single serving, the second giving info for the entire package. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.